BFW Mobile. Far, you are mobile. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing on this fine Saturday?
This is Chris. I'm headed to Matthews, which on the other side of Charlotte this morning to cover a job that our Charlotte office cannot cover.
Again, over here. Headed up to Spartanburg, north of Spartanburg. Got to work about 5 or 6 hours this morning. It's unusual for me. I think I've only worked 3 Saturdays in the last year.
Well, since I've worked a Saturday, I'm on 85 right now up here near Pelham Road. But, yeah, it's been a while since I've worked a Saturday. They called me yesterday, go, hey, can you work a job tomorrow? I'm like, yeah, sure. And then they send me the information, and it's Matthews, North Carolina, which is about 2 hours away. I was like, well, dang.
I'll tell you where it was going to be at first thing right off the bat. That'd give you a chance to say no.
Yeah. Through a hole or something, you come and broke it in there.
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, they couldn't tell you where it was going to be before you committed. That way you would have a chance to back out.
Yeah, I was thinking, well, I mean, I could have still called my manager and be like, hey, I don't think so, but we have on-call weekends, and so I figure since I'm on-call and there's extra money in my pocket, plus they pay us to travel, so I guess it's not too bad. KO4RUR.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. We're going to take some vacation time end of the month to go to Kentucky to see the granddaughter, so it'll be extra travel money.
That's for sure. Yeah, I'm thinking about going to Kentucky probably in November. I know I've got some friends up there in Harlan, and I got a friend of mine up there near Jenkins, so I was thinking about going to visit them. He wanted me to come up for Thanksgiving, or at least around that time.
To Junction City, a little bitty town over by just south of Danville.
We're actually from Junction City, Tennessee. And, Elizabethan area, Tennessee. When I heard that, I was like, what? They got a Junction City in Kentucky?
Junction City.
I can't hear this morning. I got you, Junction City. Okay, roger that.
Like one or two red lights, and that's about it.
Reminds me of, the other day I saw the pilot for the Andy Griffith Show, and I forgot what his name. He was on it, and he goes, he was all mad because Andy gave him a ticket for running a stop sign. He goes, it's a dirt road in the middle of nowhere, and y'all have a stop sign. You could at least pave it or something. You know, who in the world has a stop sign in the middle of nowhere? And Andy goes, well, what the town was doing was we were getting money up to have it paved and everything, but so far we only got enough money for a stop sign.
Right. I used to live in a little town back in the 70s, early 70s in Ohio, and then Dad moved down here, and I went back in like 2005, I think, for a family reunion. And man, that thing was like Groundhog Day. It was like going back in time. It was exactly the way I left it.
Yeah, I know my grandmother and all them, they're from a little town called Blackwater up in Virginia. That's the way it was. Like, I mean, it's grown up a little bit now. They got a Walmart. But, yeah, it's like it's a couple of traffic lights, and that was about it. You blink, you miss it.
Like 30 seconds from sign to sign. And when I was a kid, they had one little gas pump in front of somebody's house. And then when we went back, it was just exactly the way we left it. Nothing changed or anything. There ain't even a store in that town.
To an extent, like towns like that, that's the kind of towns I like being around, because I would assume it's very quiet.
As a kid, you know, all the kids in the neighborhood played ball, you know, in somebody's field, and that just everybody knew everybody. It was really enjoyable. Yeah, people don't know what they're missing this time.
Yeah, when I was little, I mean, granted, I'm only 38, but our church had a field, old field behind it. We used to play there all the week. Like, everybody from the neighborhood used to gather and we used to play football, we used to play baseball, or, you know, we used to play all kinds of goofy games.
Play in the school superintendent's yard. And man, we the baseball, it beat up his garage. He had a detached garage, and there was, you know, dings all over it. And when we went back, all those dings were still there.
I miss days like that. You know, back nowadays, it's just like everybody running around like chickens with their head cut off.
Behind an old Ford Falcon. Man, that thing looks good. Sounds good, too.
I love old cars. Well, me specifically, anything like probably 60 and below, definitely. One of my neighbors who go to church with, they have I want to say it's a 48 or 49 Ford.
I had a 54 Chevrolet truck. And man, that thing was built like a tank. You couldn't dent it if you wanted.
Forget about them. I don't know if he's still in business, but it's called Dream Cars of the Carolinas down in Simpsonville. He had a, I think it's 21 or 22 Ford or whatever. It's like a T model or A model. I was like, man, how much are you going to sell for it? He was going to sell it to me for about 30 grand, but I never got around to it.
Parked beside me and sideswiped that old truck, and it just tore the heck out of her side of her minivan, and it didn't even scratch the truck.
In front of you, say?
No, when I had my old truck, I was parked at work, and the lady was parked beside me. When she pulled out, she just cut it too close, and the bumper and the fender hooked the side of her minivan, and it just tore the heck out of it.
I bet she won't do that again. Yeah, then say, man, I like vehicles like that, and the 54, man, it sounds pretty nice.
Little floor starter button on it, and that, man, that'll confuse you.
I think it might have been Dave the other day. He was going to a car show, and that got me thinking. I haven't been to a car show in a while. My brother up in Marion, North Carolina, he restores old cars like Camaros, stuff like that. He bought a 63, I think it's a 63 Camaro SS or something. He restored it, and I think he sold it, or he still has it. KO4RUR.
TFW. Yeah, you can't beat those old vehicles. They're, you know, they were just fun to drive, and it was, you know, a lot better time. I wish I still had a 79 Ford. I wish I still had it.
He's got a Model T or Model A truck. Almost like Darlington, the truck they drive, but it's like different colors. He said, yeah, if he ever gets rid of it, he's going to give it to me. I'm like, heck yeah, I will support that thing like nothing.
And on a Saturday, this early in a while, and that, man, the traffic is nice. There's not any.
I'm up here in Duncan right now, past approaching Duncan. It's pretty light up here. I'm surprised, too. Well, I've got to go to Gaffney, and I know that's going to be a mess.
Yeah, I'll be jumping on the interstate there in just a few minutes. You'll probably be just a little bit ahead of me, and then I'm going to get on it like the 68, I guess. Well, I'll get on it 29 is where I'm going to get on it, and I got to go up to the 80.
I'll pass 29 here in about 5 minutes, so. Get on down the road here on, say, 73. I'm still going to hang around, but I'm just going to throw the mic on the hook for a second and just watch all these idiots pass by me like I'm on NASCAR or something.
They definitely do that. I drive that thing every weekday, and that I'll just be loping along, and they'll just pass you like you said, like you're on a NASCAR, and that. But I'll say 73, and that. And you have a good one, and drive careful all the way up there into North Carolina. And I look forward to maybe catching you another day. KN4 TFW.